Welcome to Mindfulness for Sales Professionals. I'm Joy Raines.
And I'm Bill Raines.
And we're here to help you increase sales the mindful way.
Let's get started. Our topic today is when to use mindfulness to critique your sales call.
Great topic, because I remember early in my sales career, I would start critiquing and evaluating my sales call when I was with the customer, especially if I had a sales manager with me. My mind would go to, oh, what's my sales manager thinking about how I'm doing?
So it's a bit of self-centered critique that is not appropriate that moment, possibly.
Exactly. I mean, it's certainly great to look at how you've done on the sales call after the call, because sales is a performance-based job function, so you always want to improve what you're doing. But the time in front of the customer is not the time to focus on how you're doing. It's the time to focus on the customer's needs.
So you don't want to evaluate how you're doing until after the fact. You want to be very present and focused on your customer.
That's exactly right. And I think it's so natural for people to focus on how they're doing because, let's face it, people want approval. People want to do well.
I always think of this as an athlete trying to make a basket. There's times to critique how you're going about your performance, and there's time just simply to do it and get it done. So I think this might be an analogy. When you're trying to make the basket, you're not going to analyze how it's going to be done when you're in the heat of the game.
That's a really good point. You're simply playing the game.
That's right.
To win.
That's what you want to do.
Right.
And if your manager is along with you, so be it. You can critique afterwards.
Just like a sports player will watch the film clips after the game to see how they're doing.
Yeah. Critique is important. It's just it can throw you off if you're not mindful and you're critiquing yourself when you're in front of your customer.
Exactly. So just let it go and be present. And I always like to think of my dog as a model. My dog isn't thinking, oh, did I bark in a funny way? Or what is somebody thinking of the way I ran after that ball? The dog is just in that very present moment, not thinking about themselves, but thinking about those who he or she is with.
Dogs are very true.
Yes, they are. And with that, if you like our podcast,
tell your friends.
And please subscribe. And if you have any subjects you'd like us to cover, we'd love to hear from you. You can reach us at mindfulsalespodcast@gmail.com. And that's mindful with one L. And stay tuned for the guided meditation coming up next. And please don't do this meditation while you're driving or doing anything else requiring your full attention. This meditation is designed to help you be in the present moment without critiquing yourself in the present moment. So during this meditation, rather than evaluating if you're able to focus your mind, just be in the moment. And if you lose focus, simply refocus. So here we go. We'll start by taking a comfortable seat with your head and your neck aligned with your spinal column. And without changing the position of your head or your neck, gently lower your eyelids to a soft gaze or a full close. And just for a moment, notice that you're breathing. You may want to notice the coolness of the air as you breathe in, and its warmth as you breathe out. Or you may want to notice the length of your inhale and the length of your exhale without changing anything, just notice. Or perhaps you'll notice your chest rising and falling with each breath. You could even silently say to yourself, rising, falling, to help support your experience. And any time your mind wanders, simply bring it back to your breath without judging how you're doing. Just simply come back to your breath again and again. And know that you can pause at any time during the day and let go of any self-judgment and simply bring your attention to your breath, even just one breath, to help your mind focus on the present moment.